it's been a quick morning. I know I'm still continuing to watch some of the tape, so I haven't got completely through it, but some really good things showed up. I know it's been twice now, I think, that we've been down at home in double digits, and we came back and ended up getting the win. So, and I think that point was real evident last night. Get down 10 to nothing, went in and talked about it at halftime. Really didn't feel like we needed to change much because I felt like our poise and things like that were in place. I felt like, if anything, maybe at the beginning we were a little bit trying to figure some things out. And then once I saw us kind of settle down, I thought that, you know, that would flow over into the second half. But they did a good job. Went out there, competed throughout. You know, had some adversity like that. Some guys stepped up, though, you know, throughout. Different guys did it at different times. Obviously, some bigger performances. Guys like Telvin Smith did a nice job. What, 15 tackles? You know, it really came along. Blake did a nice job competing throughout. The receivers, you know, I think it was spread out there, guys making plays. So overall, really good team effort. And but I know the atmosphere, I think as I'm getting to be more and more around Jacksonville, you really feel the fans and just how much passion they have before the game, pregame, how they were all here, and then, you know, stick through it the whole game. And then at the very end when Sendarik had his the sack and to see the team run out there. I know I talked to Sendarik after the game in the locker room, and he said, you know, it was cool, but I think the biggest part of it was how the team ran to him, and we're so excited. He said, I think they were more excited than I was. No, I don't know if I completely agree with them on that, but there are some guys that they did have a genuine appreciation for them. So it was just a cool way for the whole night, and great atmosphere, and it was fun to be a part of.
How much the last drive of the first half, how much of a boost did the team get by the way Gerhard gained those yards?
I think it was because initially that's what started the whole thing off. I think it had a big impact. I think it had a big impact on me and the second half too, or in the locker room at halftime, thinking, okay, we just need to stay true to who we are and keep this going. If it was 10-0, it might have been a little bit different, you know, the message. But, you know, to have that drive, and it did. It all started with Toby and the runs he made. You could just sense it when he made his runs. You know, yards after contact is something that Toby has done a good job about. The team felt it on the sideline. You can felt really the whole team became energized because of that.
How do you think Blake's decision-making process was? Did you feel like it sped up after you asked for that after the Baltimore game?
Yeah, I think you could even see it happen in the game. You know, I think there's one, the dig route to Marquise. It happened earlier in the game, and we threw a check down, you know, under route, and then talked about, came back in the second half when he made the throw to Marquise and completed it to him. And the same play, pretty much. And just his decision-making, knowing where he wanted to go, where it became clear for him. I think it was evident in the game.
And no turnovers, how did you feel like he did protecting the ball?
Good. I'm always, you know, you hear so much that we stress it's all about the ball, making good decisions. But we don't want to overemphasize it to the point where we play with a little bit of anxiety. And I thought he did a really good job. He took chances yesterday, made some throws in tight spots, and his decision making, I thought, and it showed, you know. I think since the bye week, we talked about limiting turnovers, and last night we had none, and the weeks before that, one, and you've seen it, it's dropped dramatically.
You talked about kind of feeling things out offensively early. But to flip the switch like that after, I guess, 16 yards on four possessions, and all of a sudden, boom, you go 80 for a touchdown, and everything's clicking. Something had to spark it,
yeah,
somewhere.
I know, initially, because I think I even wrote down on my call sheet that, you know, we're struggling a little bit offensively. But, you know, I think we just need to get into a rhythm. We needed something to kind of spark it. And I mentioned it before. I think that sometimes it feels like we're a momentum team. And it's almost like in that drive when Toby, you know, made the long run, or, you know, yards after contact, and the team kind of got energized from it. And then it just happened. And, you know, I think it can be a dangerous thing, too, to be a team that just solely operates on momentum. But, you know, it sure felt like it last night that once we gained confidence through that first touchdown, and then to come out in the second half and have another long drive to start us off and gain a touchdown, it was great.
During the first touchdown drive, you had a pass interference move backwards. Second touchdown drive, two penalties. Early in the season, would have guys maybe lost their composure a little bit and not responded to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, some of the plays, you know, I think Blake, You know, I don't, he had 120 yards passing, 115, which, you know, doesn't appear to be a big day in stat wise. But he had, he made some plays with his legs, you know, backed up situation, critical times in the red zone that extended the drive. And I think that, when we had some errors like that, some guys put it on themselves. If they had an opportunity to get us out of that, they did. Marquise with the catch, Blake with the run, you know, things like that popped up, which, you know, I think at times it didn't show up earlier in the season.